So we can start now, a little delayed, but welcome everyone all over Europe. This is the third webinar of BNC on the subject lithium-ion batteries. And today's speaker is Professor Mikhail Avdyeyev, from Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics, Dubna, Russia, who was graduated from Moscow Institute of Engineering Physics in 1995, majoring in solid-state physics, and he received his PhD in 2002 and Doctor of Science degree in 2012 from the Joint Institute for Nuclear Research, Dubna. His research interest has been focused on various areas of structural research, mainly with the application of neutron scattering and the corresponding instrument development. These include small-angle neutron scattering from complex multi-component systems like magnetic fluid, nanocarbon materials, biological solutions, and recently neutron reflectometry from liquid-containing interfaces, absorption of nanoparticles on solids, electrochemical interfaces, and development of neutron scattering experiment design science and neutron reflectometry at the IBR2 reactor. At present, he is a senior researcher, head of the neutron optics sector of the Department of Neutron Investigations at the Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics. And he has been a frequent user at BNC, a regular lecturer at the Central European Neutron Training School. Professor Avdyeyev is an author of more than almost 200 publications and lecture courses on applications of neutrons. He gave at Moscow University, Moscow State University, St. Petersburg State University, and also at the University of Dubno. And he's also member of editorial boards of journals. I think besides its many disadvantages, let's think of the benefit of this COVID pandemic, that such webinars are organized all over Europe and connect colleagues easily 2,000 kilometers apart or even more. So please welcome Professor Avdyeyev, who is 2,000 kilometers from Budapest, who will give this last Budapest Neutron Center webinar of this series before the summer break. The title of his presentation is Lithium-ion Batteries Neutron Scattering Results. Misha, please.
Thank you, Lafon, for your kind invitation. Introduction. I represent the Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics of the Joint Institute for Nuclear Research in Dubna near Moscow. A part of scientific program of the Institute is the condensed matter research based mostly on the studies of neutron scattering by neutron scattering methods, mainly at one of the basic facilities of the JNR IBR2 pulse reactor. And I was kindly invited by Laszlo Botyan to give a talk on the neutron scattering studies of the lithium-ion batteries and share our experience in this area of research, as well as to emphasize aspects of development of the topic in any neutron research centers. So in my talk, I plan to present shortly a general motivation and advantages of neutron scattering for electrochemical research. Then the presentation will be divided into items: R&D experiments by neutron scattering methods, see abbreviations translation below, and diagnostics. The first but mostly focuses on general scientific interest in this area. And the next part is aimed at showing how neutron methods are used in diagnostics of chemical energy storage devices. In the final part, I will make a short overview of the organization of electrochemical research at a neutron center, presenting as an example the experience of my laboratory. General motivation, repeat, is determined by the progress in lithium batteries, which demonstrate a competitive combination of rather high capacity, energy capacity, comparatively low price, and better requirements for ecology. This is well illustrated by the continuous increase in sales of electric automobile worldwide, especially the main contribution comes from China, suffering from smog. At the same time, the active use of these kind of batteries faces a problem of safe operation. Sometimes we all hear about fire cases caused by lithium ion accumulators in various things, starting from notebooks and smartphones to planes. This fact motivates us for looking for safer battery designs. Two main areas of research interest are naturally in structural analysis are naturally related with structure evolution of electrode and interfaces, respectively. In the first case, the changes in the bulk structure of electrodes during intercalation, the intercalation of lithium from cathode to cathode, from anode and cathode, is followed in the research. In the second case, the evolution of interface of electrodes of current interest. This part is of interest. Thus, the interfaces are studied with respect, for example, to a so-called solid electrolyte interface (SEI), which is formed under potential because of the chemical interaction of lithium with with electrolyte. This layer has both positive and negative impacts on the performance of the batteries. So far, its structure is not so well known, and any information is desirable and is of current interest. Another important feature of the discussed interface is the so-called dendrite-like formations on the electrode surface because of lithium deposition, which is potential with respect to the shortcut and the fire cases. And the main objective of our research, our structural research, is to realize so-called operanda mode, when experiments are made in real time with operating electrodes and interfaces. So in neutron scattering methods for condensed matter research, thermal neutrons are used. The energy is around 110 millielectron volts and the corresponding wavelength of 0.11 nanometers. And they have the following advantage as compared to other types of radiation. This is high penetrating power, which makes it possible to look at hidden phases and interfaces. This is weak interaction with matter, which makes the situation so that no side chemical effect takes place. And finally, this is hydrogen deuterium isotope sensitivity for scattering, which provide the contrasting of wide range of materials. These advantages determine somewhat the niche of the application of the neutron scattering in the electrochemical research. Here, they are demonstrated by showing possible restrictions in the application of X-ray based method. This is low sensitivity of X-ray to light elements, including hydrogen and lithium, the main elements which are interested in our research, as well as small contrast between close and mass elements. Another problem is the low penetrating power, which significantly restricts, for example, the thickness, either electrolyte film or sample in experiments on X-ray reflectometry. This causes real problem in organization of the good circuit for controllable electrode electrochemical experiment. Finally, strong electrolysis effects can take place in electrolytes due to interaction of X-ray with the electrolytes, for example, in X-ray photoelectron spectroscopy. It occurs in electrolytes based on ionic liquids. This causes radiation damages of electrode surface and affects the experimental data. So in the next section, I will present R&D experiment with neutrons, which aimed at obtaining information about general processes and deal with mainly with model system with well-controllable characteristics. These experiments are mainly based on application of elastic neutron scattering. The method used diffraction, reflectometry, and small angle scattering deal with stack type assemblies in electrochemical cells, but study different features. In this slide, you can see a conventional representation of the corresponding experiment. In the first case, scattering by crystal lattices of the components is detected. In the second case, we study the inhomogeneities on the surface by reflection from this interface. And in the final case, the scattering, the widening of the beam is detected, and its origin is a relay type scattering from inhomogeneities in bulk of the all components. So neutron diffraction, a traditional application of elastic neutron scattering to electrochemical systems, is related to this method. Diffraction patterns during intercalation and deintercalation of lithium in electrodes for lithium-ion batteries is well followed in real time, and so one can check the changes in the system and evolution of the system regarding the lattice parameters and phase composition. For this purpose, special cells are developed in many neutron centers, including Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics. The cell should be airtight. Usually it is filled with electrolytes based on deuterated liquids to reduce isotropic incoherent background from hydrogen. In electrolyte, here you can see the assembling of such cell in the beam of the high-resolution Fourier diffractometer at the IBR2 pulse reactor in Dubna. Diffraction is detected using backscattering detectors. And from the point of view of electrochemistry, these cells should be complete batteries, so with good performance characteristics. So this is an example of our one of our cells based on NCA carbon type. Decrease in the capacity after 700 cycles of charge discharge doesn't exceed 30%. So to study model system, you need to fight for good performance and to become good chemist in this sense for this type of research. So neutron diffraction was first applied to this kind of studies in the beginning of 2010. Here is the example of pioneering application of such kind cell in Dubna is given. The cell was with vanadium doped LFP cathode against graphite, and the interplanar spacing is plotted here and the abscissa axis, and the time which correspond to the cycling is on the ordinate axis, and in particular, the formation of intermediate phases in the anode during charge discharge cycle was of basic interest, with calculations of the fractions during this process, so in real time. So using this kind of information, we can study the effect of the doping on the structure evolution, as well as the reproducibility of the evolution, to conclude about the electrode degradation from the structural point of view. Another example concerns the cathode of the NCA type. In this cathode, two NCA phases were detected when studying first charge. Here, first charge is demonstrated. The effect is explained by the electrode compaction during the synthesis, which results in the formation of the core shell structures of the crystalline grains in the cathode material. Nowadays, the experience in the studies of the model cells allows us to move on to more complex commercial accumulators. The model cells are usually optimized for getting good peaks, mostly from cathodes. And since they are not real systems, this is just an approximation, research focuses mainly on on the phase stabilities during the first cycle. When we come to real systems, to real batteries, our interest extends to the structural changes in both electrode and phase stability after long-term cycling. The natural difficulties for such kind of experiment are the presence in the diffraction patterns of numerous background peaks and non-optimal sample geometry, which results in the losses and the useful scattering intensity. Nevertheless, some characteristic diffraction peaks can be reliably detected and analyzed during the charge-discharge long-term. In long-term, as an example here, given the recent Taparanda studies by neutron diffraction of commercial batteries, with the NCA cathode carried out at the HRFD diffractometer in Dubno. One can see lithium carbon six phase in the anode after full charge is well resolved in this cut. The application, now I come to neutron reflectometry, the application of this method to planar interfaces is based on a standard design of experiment when a flat incident beam falls on and is reflected from the interface under study through the massive silicon block covered by thin thicknesses about 50 nanometers electrode, which is in contact with the liquid electrolyte. Electric circuit is organized by special connectors with potential stud, which regulates potential at the interface. Interface modifications such as the appearance of SEI causes very small but detectable changes in the scattering reflectivity curves and correspondent scattering length density profiles, which are detected well. So in the pioneer experiments of this kind by Ovidjan and co-authors performed at and reflectometer NIST SEI formation on a copper electrode was studied. Copper was chosen due to the fact that there is no lithium intercalation during the electrochemical deposition. In this case, one can fix the structure of the electrode and be sure that changes in the reflectivity curve is caused only by a new layer on the electrode surface. A comparatively pure adhesion of copper on silicon requires an additional deposition of intermediate titanium layer, which improves significantly the quality of copper film. A partial deuteration was chosen a partial deterioration of electrolyte was chosen to match the silicon substrate in this case. So on the cost of the experimental reflectivity curve were obtained to different points of current voltage diagram at different charged discharge cycles. The small changes in the reflectivity are better seen in the so-called Fresnel representation, which show the modulations around the constant corresponding to the Fresnel law. The evolution of the SLD profiles, the lens density profiles obtained from the fit end to these curves, reveal a continuous change in the SEI structure. The interpretation is given in the way that the thickness and scattering length density of the layer are analyzed with respect to SEI composition and its variation in the course of charge discharge cycles. Our interest in application of neutron reflectometry concerns lithium plating on a metal anode above SEI. When the intercalation is avoided and one deals only with the layer deposited on the metal surface, we have chosen a more economic beam from button configuration than using expensive deuterated liquids. It considered different cases of the initial SLD distribution regarding the sensitivity of the new layer. One can see that propylene carbonate, which is one of the popular solvents in liquid electrolytes for lithium batteries, makes it possible to feed two contrast cases. HPC matches silicon substrate and DPC is very close in SLD to copper electrode. A special cell has been designed for this type of experiment on the time of flight reflectometer grains at the IBR2 pulse reactor. It has a horizontal sample plane. Its assembly is made in argon box. The whole construction is airtight. The cell filling and control of electrolyte level in the cell is provided by syringes with special steps. The contrast variation in the neutron reflectometry experiments on SEI formation show that it is preferable to use fully deuterated solvents for detecting SEI layer against copper electrodes. In this case, the changes are more pronounced, and the experiment is rather simple, I should say, that the data interpretation is comparatively easy procedure. All parameters of the profile besides those of the new layer, which are thickness, roughness, and mean scattering length density, which are we detected in the experiment, all other parameters are known and can be fixed in Mandela. So we looking for three parameters. So about lithium plating, one of the main problems of lithium plating for batteries with metal electrodes is dendrite, as we know from the previous lectures, or more proper needle-like formations on the electrode surface. This effect is most pronounced for pure lithium anode, and in fact restricts its use in industrial lithium ion batteries, which would be the best case with respect to the maximum capacity. The effect is well detected, is example at micron size scale by usual optical microscopy. A lot of efforts made to suppress it, and one way of the ways is to test so-called non-electrochemically active additives. Example is TBAP. One can see it doesn't kill dendrite when it's added to the electrolyte, but nevertheless, the change in the dendrite morphology can be seen. It is also important that the process of lithium plate is non-trivial. The deposition layer grows not only through the appearance and increase in the length and number of needles, the growth of the button is also seen, so it's more complex. In this connection, it is interesting, it was an interesting question, how does the variation in the electrolyte content changes the initial stages of this process at nanoscale structure, so how this colloidal layer on electrode surface at the initial stage changes when we add a TBIP. And we answered and studied this question in terms of the selectivity analysis without and with TBIP. The difference can be seen in the curves after this modification. It is well seen in the Fresnel representation for the initial and final states of the interface and the experiment. And here the evolution of the lithium enriched layer is compared for two cases. And one can conclude about the strong suppression of the deposition by the additive. In more detail, effectively one deals with the core lithium enriched layer and a transitional layer because of the needle formation. And the transitional layer is not so well seen in result in neutron reflectometer experiment, while the characteristic feature of the core layer can be concluded and compared. Now one can say that TBAP suppresses the core layer and changes its composition with respect to the mean scattering length density. The more complicated structures with lithium intercalation are also studied. Example is Operanda neutron reflectometer study of electrochemical incorporation of lithium into crystalline silicon by neutron, which is in contact with lithium electrolyte. A sufficient contrast, there is a sufficient contrast between the silicon electrolyte electrode and lithium. It makes it possible to follow the evolution of the interface under potential using the curves. By analyzing these reflectivity curves. And it is analyzed with the help of so-called time interface depth diagram, showing very clearly that the rate of lithium uptake, this is left side, the negative depth, and release during the cycle at the depth of below 100 nanometers it takes place, as well as SEI formation, positive depth, right side, takes place. So this experiment shows that neutron reflectometer allows one to check the kinetics of near surface lithiation and delithiation of the silicon electrode with sufficiently high resolution in both in space and time. For this, you need only good intensity, like they have an ILS. In the design of the neutron reflectometry experiment, there is a problem of optimizing the initial structure of the solid liquid interface because the changes are very small, and so we need to maximize weak changes in the specular reflectivity curves with small changes at the interface. We are actively working on it, applying so called an inverse chi squared criterion. In the general case, a landscape in the phase space is rather, a parameter space is rather complicated. Nevertheless, the fact that we are studying specific systems such as electrochemical interfaces allows us to introduce restrictions on the variation of the interface parameters, which simplify the solution of the optimization problem. But in any case, it depends on the case, on the set of component interface components. The possibilities for improving the initial structure of the solid liquid interface are also experimentally considered, and with the involvement of the Miratron LTD film in Hungary, successful test depositions with minimization of the intermediate titanium layer, which smears the reflectivity curves in the experiment and complicated the profile analysis were made and characterized by neutron and X-ray reflectometry. You can see the results of it in here. And moreover, it was also proposed to use multi-layer structures based on ultra-thin titanium-nickel layers to obtain desired average electron density in quasi-homogeneous approximation, to expand the possibilities of the contrast variation in neutron reflectometer experiment. The test deposition and analysis of the profiles prove this is possible. So the modern equipment allows such controllable control deposition of side thin layers. And this, in this case, initial region of the reflectivity curve, which is covered in neutron experiments. You see, this is as compared to X-ray reflectivity. It's perfectly described in the framework of homogeneous approximation. So, along with the electrolyte, we now are able to change the density of the electrodes. Of course, it's a bit expensive, but nevertheless, the principal possibility exists, and it depends on the how often you use the price of experiment decreases when you use it rather often. So, small angle neutron scattering. The application of suns in operanda or in situ studies faces more difficulties as compared to neutron diffraction and neutron reflectometry. This is a transmission type experiment, as one can see from the illustration of the correspondent cell here. All components in stack, the stack contribute to the beam widening, so there is a problem to extract the useful scattering coming from the electrode under study. This requires special approaches, as one of them is an approach first tested for in situ studying observation of solid electrolyte interface formation in ordered mesoporous hard carbon. The pore ordering results in the appearance of specific diffraction peak in the sun's region of momentum transfer, so it can be matched by using deterioration of the electrolyte and change its intensity and its intensity during deposition of lithium or and the side products in the pores. And this was interpreted, these changes in the scattering was interpreted and associated with the changes in the potential during discharge charge cycle. So this is qualitative analysis, but nevertheless, by following general characteristic of the curve, you can relate the microstructural features to the micro properties which is reflected in the charge discharge potential of the battery. We used another approach to develop for the interfaces in porous electrodes in lithium oxygen batteries, which are characterized by record, as also we know from the previous lecture, specific energy densities. The serious obstacle of this type of batteries is, however, a parasitic effect, the passivation of the interface by non-soluble product of the overall reaction, lithium peroxide. For this reason, the discharge is blocked long before the theoretical limit. But it is interesting that this process strongly depends on the type of electrolyte used. Here, the discharge curve is accompanied for electrolyte based on dimethyl sulfoxide and acetonitrile. And you see the character of the stopping process is different. So we studied microscopic aspects of this phenomenon and applied small angle neutron scattering. The experiment first was carried out in ex situ mode. Soaked electrodes, including the discharge electrodes, were placed in quartz cells and coated with the silicone glue to avoid electrolyte evaporation. And the special contrast combination of the components in the system was used to obtain the useful structural information. There are three stages of the experiment schematically shown here. Scattering from dry sample, from electrode soaked with electrolyte, based on deuterated solvent, and finally, the soaked electrode from fully discharged electrochemical cell. The deuterated electrolyte is close to by SLD to carbon matrix. This explains the decrease in the scattering for soaked electrode as a result of matching of the open pores filled with electrolyte. Then peroxide precipitate in the pores, and due to the contrast with deuterated electrolyte and carbon matrix and peroxide, the scattering increases again. So this is the ideal experiment. And the difference curve, when we subtract the residual scattering from closed pores, from fully discharged electrolyte electrodes, show two important features. First, the initial parts of the curves repeat each other and differs only by some factor. And second, there is a diffraction peak in the case of DMSO. So the detailed analysis of the curves revealed the following picture. In the case of acetonitrile, one deals with heterogeneous perturbation of the inner surface in carbon grains with continuous blocking of the ways for oxygen diffusion inside the grains. In the case of DMSO, the perturbation is close to homogeneous one because a great part of peroxide comes out of the grains and precipitates in the intergrain space. That's additional blocking the outer surface of the grain. This explains why the blocking mechanism are different with these two kinds of electrolyte, and depends on the humidity, residual humidity, for example, and explained by the different diffusion coefficient of intermediate products which produce peroxide in two kinds of electrolytes. And a consequence of the last fact for DMSO is a small diffraction peaks observed in the large Q values. In the case of the DMSO asset, it corresponds to ordered supermolecule structures of peroxide plates seen also in electron microscopy on the outer surface of electrodes. In case of acetonitrile, one can see only nuclei of these structures which do not give yet diffraction peaks. So this is example of how small angle sketching can be applied. At the moment, the cell for apparent experiment is under development. The schematic diagram of the cell is shown in this slide left. As it was already mentioned, the difficulty is in the fact that along with the working electrodes, there are additional components that contribute to the scattering and reduces the sensitivity. As a first step, a large number of cell component types, components were measured to select materials with the minimum scattering contribution. Then these materials put to electrochemical cells, test to satisfy electrochemical characteristics. If it doesn't give a good discharge, the next materials is tested and so on. So this is a somewhat long process to choose the best case. And now a prototype is based on a standard metal cross-type tube construction with airtight flanges and sapphire windows. For neutron beam, the discharge takes place in this electrical wafer electrodes separate and membranes are pressed by a spring and put on one of the flanges of this construction. So here you can see here the recent assembling of such cell at the UMO instrument at W2. Oxygen is put inside through the special inlet in the top flanges. At the end of the last year, we have obtained the sketching curve during the first discharge charge cycle with time resolution of about 10 minutes. In particular, change in the scattering, forward scattering intensity, which corresponds to the changes in the phase of the post carbon cathode, is analyzed, and one can see some kind of inertia of the deposition process. This is first result just to demonstrate the possibility of small angle neutron scattering method. Besides the structure, neutrons are well suited to study the internal dynamics of the matter. So in quasi-elastic neutron scattering, the width of the diffraction peaks is directly related to the diffusion of atoms. Example is the QNS study of the lithium transport in amorphous lithium silicon anodes. The diffusion coefficient is determined from the temperature dependence of the peak with which allows one to estimate the energy of activation here and related to the calculation from calculations, so molecular dynamic calculation simulations or DFT simulations. If you consider the prospects for the general neutron of the general neutron research for solid electrolytes, the situation from my point of view is more complicated as compared to that for liquid electrolytes. On the one hand, the sensitivity of the neutron methods are well suited for studying composite materials, such for example, the last polymer nanoparticle composite electrolyte. On the other hand, there is a certain restrictions. There are certain restrictions for extended studies, since there are no possibility for wide contrast variation and the of the solid matrix, polymer matrix, and the deuteration of polymers itself is expensive. In fact, the only task which can be efficiently solved is to monitor whether the particles are homogeneously distributed in the composite, which is already the problem of diagnostics. So I come to the next part, diagnostics. By diagnostics, I understand the experiments which are performed to obtain certain characteristics of the materials in lithium batteries to improve the synthesis procedure. In this context, I call this kind of experiment as a fight for homogeneity, the aim of which is to provide better structural homogeneity of the components and reach better performance of the batteries. This concerns all components of the battery, starting from the electrode materials here, examples of the sense applications to a cathode materials conducting carbon additives is given. It was done complementary to electron microscopy for LFP cathodes filled with standard conducting additives, carbon black C45, and new one based on carbon nanotubes. The analysis of closed and open porosity was done using deuterated electrolyte for matching open pores. The changes in the scattering for dry up parts and wet samples depend on the type of the additive and its content. You can see qualitatively from the scattering curves. The analysis, for example, the forward scattering intensity show different behavior for two kinds of additives. It grows, for example, in the case of C45, thus showing the inclusion of C45 in LFP matrix, and the slight decrease of the scattered intensity from wet sample. And the situation is different in the when you use CNT. In both cases, there is a decrease, a large, strong decrease when we increase the content of the CNT and LFP matrix. This means that SNT is better mixed with LFP matrix and fill the intergrain space. So this results in a strong improvement of accessibility of liquid electrolyte. And this study proves a strong effect on the microstructure of the substitution of the standard additive to new one, to advanced one, and helps to relate the better characteristic performance characteristics with microstructure. The standard often neutron diffraction and small angle neutron scattering are part of combined in as a part of the complex structural analysis for studying conducting membranes in solid electrolytes. Homogenization of these materials increases ionic conductivity regarding lithium ions. Here, the results of such study of Nesicon glass ceramics LAJP modified by yttrium compound homogenizer to enhance ionic conductivity up to 5 times. Here I give decrystallization by double annealing. First annealing and second annealing show differences in the formation of the crystalline phases without and with addition of yttrium compound, and the increase in the conductivity is explained by an increase in the number of contact points of crystalline grains. So based on the data obtained, the synthesis of membranes for lithium oxygen cells using the small angle scattering experiment I showed above was optimized and used. So this is somehow order from us. This research was initiated by us to increase the efficiency of the lithium oxygen batteries for our studies. Neutron radiography or imaging is naturally well used in diagnostics of commercial batteries due to the wide variety in the absorption contrast, especially what concerns the light elements such as lithium and hydrogen. The last aspect determines the use in monitoring either lithium distribution inside battery or migration of electrolyte, and it is important. The modern, the advanced instruments makes it possible in operanda mode. So during the discharge and charge of the battery. Another important task for neutron radiography is to monitor the potential gas bubble formed as a result of chemical reactions in the frame to provide better safer operation of the batteries. Here the example is demonstrating how the gas bubble volume determined by energy varies with the state of charge of the batteries. It was mentioning that in parallel the content of different elements in the electron material, in particular manganese, was determined by also PGAE from gamma activation analysis, so which can be also combined. I mean, this neutron method also can be combined with the neutron diagnostics of such kind of material, again in operanda research mode. Another implied development for commercial batteries is specially resolved neutron diffraction combined with neutron radiography. Stress diffractometers are used for mapping the battery space regarding lithium phase distribution with the gauge volume of rhombic type. The size is 2 by 2 by 20 millimeters cubic. Here, specific diffraction peaks are analyzed for phases lithium C6 and lithium carbon 12, and they used to follow special lithium distribution in operanda mode. So this is the map we usually obtain in residual stresses map. Now this is lithium distribution maps obtained in the same manner, and Newton tomography is also made in operanda mode, and at FRM2, for example, is available now, and the resolution is below 100 nanometers to check the very good homogeneous distribution of the product inside the battery. The final example concerns rather old neutron nuclear technique, neutron depth profiling, which also makes it possible to monitor lithium depth distribution in plane interface. It's not, strictly speaking, scattering method, but nevertheless very popular in realization on the neutron sensors and neutron reactors. The method uses the fact that one of the lithium isotope, lithium 6, with natural abundance of about 7% interacts well with thermal neutrons and produce alpha particles of certain energy. These particles are detected in the experiment. after the patent electrode with the shift in the energy because the energy losses in the electrode. So from the known stopping power of the used material, one determines the depth where the particles appear by measuring this shift in the energy of nuclear reaction. Examples are lithium profiles, resolution below 100 nanometers, now is achieved, which are formed during plating on metal anode lithium from different solid electrolytes. These two kind of, I don't know exactly, this is just for example, what can be done with, what kind of profiles can be obtained using this method, which is rather easy to realize than the neutron source, modern neutron source. In my final part, I will shortly present you an overview related to organization of the electrochemical research at IBR2 pulse reactor at FLNP Gina. So among 14 instruments operating for the moment at the IBR2, the following instruments are involved in electrochemical studies. They are diffractometers, HRFD, RTD, reflectometer of grains, small angle instrument UMO. Currently, an electrochemical support laboratory is equipped and working successfully in FLNP. It has equipment for working with lithium and with various multi-channel charge discharge devices. The main equipment includes glove box. This is the principal part of such kind of laboratory. X-ray diffractometer with reflectometry option, potential starts of different kinds, and equipment for dealing with deuterated solvents and equipment for treatment of electrodes, because you need to test different ways for combining the components, to check the packing densities and so on. Now a special electrochemical cell with beryllium window has also been created for X-ray diffractometer. You can see its place, how it's placed in the diffractometer, standard diffractometer, and an example of the experimental data obtained again in a pyramid mode. So now we can study simultaneously, if possible, the process by neutrons and X-ray. And the development of this kind of research becomes possible due to the organization, I would say, somewhat research cluster comprised of several groups from FLNP, from our lab, which is responsible for adaptation of the neutron methods for electrochemical research, the chemistry department of Moscow State University. This is our scientific driver, and the Engineering Center of the State Dubna University, which provides the extended electrochemical support and connects our studies with practical application. In my opinion, this is a crucial point in starting on such kind of research in any neutron center. So you need a consortium of this type for successful realization of any program on electrochemical research in your center. We have cooperation with companies with direct access to production. Develop this first, of course, the firms from special economic zone of technical innovations Dubna, which is situated in Dubna, Moscow region. We have cooperate with LG Technology Center Moscow and rather number of centers, research centers, universities and institutes involved and helped us to develop electrochemical sample environment in experiments at IBR2. This is a result of our activity for last three years. The widening of such kind of studies and has experimental activities in theory, definitely, and you can see it, its result here demonstrated. So to summarize, neutron methods provide a wide range of possibility for R&D and diagnostics of lithium power sources. And of course, each method requires a special design of experiment. High penetrating power thermal neutron makes them very useful for monitoring hidden components of lithium batteries. And it is important that the structure is not affected by radiation, so we can be sure about this. During our studies, sensitivity of neutron scattering method for studies of planar by neutron reflectometer and developed by small angle neutron scattering interfaces for lithium power sources can be well regulated and enhanced by varying the scattering contrast between the interface components. And finally, the structure evolution in neutron scattering experiments can be well followed in all types of mode depending on the experiment. So we can use well in situ, in situ, and apparent the modes dependent on the task and the and money we have. Okay. I mean, the effective cost of the experiment is important in this case. It's not necessary to try apparent the mode as a final task of your development. If you can do it in this situ and even next situ, maybe it will be less expensive and more effective in this sense. So one can find useful reviews on the use of neutron methods in research of lithium power sources in this list. It is a very active area, you can see, since 2014. And finally, I would like to acknowledge the people who are actively involved in the development of the neutron methods for electrochemical research at the IBA2 reactor. Here are participants from FLNP GINA, Chemical Department of Moscow State University, and Engineering Center of the Dubna University. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much, Misha, for this clear and well-structured presentation, and especially thanks for sharing with us your experience on how to organize such research at the Neutron Center. So now the presentation is open for your questions, please.
First of all, Misha, thanks a lot for your nice talk. I have a question concerning page 37. Could you please go on this page?
Yes,
37, please.
Oh.
Yeah, because it was very quick. When I see the sums curve on the right side for high Q values, there's a kind of bump if you have the soaked in electrolyte.
Yes, yes.
Could you a little bit comment on this?
The peak, diffraction peak. If we subtract, so the signal, the scattering curve consists of two parts. First is from closed pores and from open pores. And when we put deuterated electrolyte inside, so the pore, the signal from closed pore, open pores disappears, and we have residual scattering from closed pores. And above this, we have changes in the scattering. And when we subtract the scattering from closed pores, we see this picture. So this is the difference curve. And you see this is a band of diffraction peaks. You can analyze it as a diffraction peak, which comes from this kind of supra molecule structures of peroxide.
So it means these are small particles. It is not the arrangement of the particles. It's really the distribution of the small particles.
Yes, but no, this is plate. So this is specific properties of this kind of material. So
yeah,
it's crystalline in plates, and these plates start to form the stack, and this stack finally produce something like toroidal structures. You can see.
And you can only measure the thickness due to the fact that you're only sensitive in nanometer range.
Yeah. And measure the distance, the interplane plate distance, and also to estimate the size of these particles due to the width of the diffraction peaks. And okay, definitely such kind of peak doesn't appear in the case of Athanet real. And this means that all Athanet real is inside. And okay, there is no space to form such kind of peroxide. So this is real perturbation, and this is another type of perturbation. This is not real mixture again. So there is, of course, perturbation of the surface, but
yeah,
additional blocking comes when this, such kind of particles appear in the grain space and block additionally the process, the diffusion. That's why the in it's in real it's smooth, so it's smooth process, and in dim so it's more
sharp.
So this is now we explain it how it takes place in the microscopic space.
Okay, thank you. Then I have a second question concerning page 57. Yeah, here you have put your electrochemical cell. My question, is it only useful for Brick-Pentano geometry? So you do it really?
Whether we can use it for reflectometry? No, it's only for XRD, so XRD.
Yeah, but you do Brick-Pentano, you make no measurement in transmission.
No,
really? How it is aligned, it looks like that you measure theta to theta in Preg scan.
Theta to theta, yes, but...
But you can put it not in transmission, that you really go vertical to your surface, and then you measure in transmission the signal. That's not possible. I guess you have a copper radiation tube?
Yes.
Okay. You need more silver or more...
Copper, it depends on what you can buy.
Yeah, with copper, you cannot transmit the whole cell. Yeah, you have to measure in Brick-Pentano in reflectivity mode. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. It's reflectivity mode, yes. But I didn't understand the question. I thought you asked whether it's possible to use for reflectometry.
Mode. No. It was only if you measure reflectivity or really transmission. Yeah. Oh, I see there's a connection problem at the moment. I've not heard his answer. His image was frozen.
Okay, you're right. It's reflectivity mode. That it is out of plane diffraction. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, Misha.
More questions? Until you have your technical or scientific questions, I would like to ask how many people are involved in what you have delivered here. You told several institutions, and about how many people work in Dubno in these three institutes?
I think what you I showed in the acknowledgement are the real, more or less, team which are involved.
The
main participants, I would say, of this process. So
uh-huh.
It's people from diffraction, several people from neutron air spectrometry and few people from small angle scattering. So, and of course, the chemist should be
sure
involved because.
So these are the neutron people and preparation
in chemistry, it's rather specific area of research. It's a special somehow approaches and the special knowledge and language, because for example they call anode cathode and we could see it in the last lecture, the previous lecture. So. This is the principle difficulty, so you need to find driver from chemistry. That's why my message to you.
May I have a question?
László Rosta.
Yes. It is also a question to you, Misha, but also to the audience.
Hi.
There was, I would like to somehow realize how much the industry is interested in the neutron usage, the usage of neutrons for battery development. So, for example, 2 years ago, the Toyota company made a very extensive search of neutron capacities. I think all over the world, but they were very much focusing on Europe. We were also approached because they are willing to establish a battery factory in Europe, and they were willing to have some access to neutron facilities for quality assurance or development purposes. So finally, I don't know, is there any outcome of this industrial approach to the battery research by neutrons. So if you have any information on that, Ralf, for instance, in Munich, do you have any connections to real industries?
Let me answer first. So What you mean, whether FLNP has direct connection with industry? The answer is negative. So it's a stage of R&D, and of course it depends on the firm much whether they want or not. In principle, they are interested, so the interest exists. So if you publish something, you always have a response and the interest from the people whether we can organize kind of R&D, because they have stand for example, LG has a center, research center, and in this connection, of course, interest exists. So it's not directly related to the industry, because if we even do something, we never know the impact. Because everything is, I would say, very a bit secret from the beginning. So it's not good for us, for researchers. It's a bit difficult. But nevertheless, it is it. As to the industry, the direct relation to industry, I'm not. I don't have information about the European. What is going on in European centers? But on my opinion, after this experience, there is no big difficulty to organize such thing. I mean, for neutron radiography, for example, if a firm wants to know how the electrolyte lithium distributed after they use some kind of precision mechanism process, why not? It's more or less reasonable to suggest that it should work. So in this sense, any kind of such business should work. It is a question of organization. If there is a product and you want to prove that it is good product and to test it, okay. But as far as I remember, on the ESNS conference, München presented some kind of connection with industry, and also, but it, again, it's a part of the general politics of the neutron centers. It's nothing special from maybe with electrochemical research. So this is very popular, and it takes place in the same rate, the same interest, like for other, for example, stress diffractometry or neutron radiography for other types of research.
You may not have all realized that Ralph has sent somewhat enigmatic message. SRM2 has industrial customer! So,
should I comment it?
Yeah, if you like, sure.
So my name is Ralph Gillers, and I have two jobs. So I'm working in the battery stuff, and on the other side, I'm the industrial coordinator at FRM2. So I have a good view on industrial issues, and I know, of course, Tibor Kuhn, who is also encouraged in industry in Budapest. Yeah. And in fact, we have a few companies working with us very close, and we really solve industrial problems and do it in a commercial way with them, that we exchange contracts and work on really industrial batteries. And radiography, of course, is one major player in this game, because this is very easy for industry immediately to see what is to do or what is in your battery, what is changing. And what we are really doing with a few companies is this electrolyte filling in, because you can really see the wetting, how this electrolyte is put in the cell, if you optimize it, if you fill it complete, or if you have any gassing, or if you have any other problems, how fast it takes. Because for industry, it's very important to fill a battery with electrolyte as fast as possible. Yeah? And that we can really optimize when we check it in situ with radiography to see how we optimize such a process. Yeah? That is very pure commercial, not in any sense scientific research. But we have also now other methods where we have first companies who are in common projects, so that we also have a commercial way to work with them. And then we study with diffraction or neutron dust profiling or other methods, really commercial components. Yeah. But of course, as Misha has mentioned, this is not very trivial. Yeah. So they are not phoning each day and ask, can we measure with you? So you have to do a lot of activities to get companies here on site. And you have especially to understand very well really what is the topic, because they are not a lot of patience to wait for results. They want to solve a problem for the production line, and then you have to react very quick and then to solve it as fast as possible to have also the possibility for continuation.
And you have to have some neutrons as well.
That is another issue where we are also now waiting, yeah, and therefore time by time we have also to go to other institutions, yeah? And that is also then very important to have closing time all these results. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. It was nice that you mentioned also Tibor Kuhn, who is actually really on the way to explore the situation in Hungary with battery production. So this is really the task of the ILO officers.
So he's on the way.
I have also a remark about the possibilities to explore neutron method, to apply neutron method for commercial and R&D research. Neutron reflectometer, for example, it clearly will be only R&D research, because they require very smooth surfaces, interfaces. And of course, for if you are looking for commercial film, it's too far from them. So it should be really some kind of centers, research centers, as I mentioned, like LG centers for research, where they really have their own scientific program, not only commercial and the, I would say, improvement of the procedures. It's not optimization of procedures, it's not the science in this sense. So we are looking for wider context always to make still science in this kind of research. it should be understandable. I mean, you should understand that there are restrictions in promotion of commercial application of this kind of research.
And one comment on this, you're right. It happens very often that we do some commercial issue, but we are not talking about any measurement to public, yeah? Because they said we want to solve the problem, we pay and that's it, yeah?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and direct space for industry. No reciprocal space.
No Fourier transformation.
Yeah, you use the diffraction very well, so understand diffraction very well. Uh-huh. People buy certain diffractometers all over the country very well, so I mean, local one, uh-huh. Laboratory one. So.
Any more comments, questions? So, last order. Okay, so if this is not the case, then thank you again for our colleague Misha Avye for this nice presentation. And in one or two days, you will find the video of the presentation on the homepage of the BNC. And we see each other from September on, probably with the hydrogen storage subject. Okay, thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.